Good afternoon, everybody. It is 12 minutes after 2, and welcome to Rules, June 10th, 2011. And we're going to get started today on several different work sessions here. But the first one that we'll open up is a work session on House Bill 3657.
Mr. Chairman, this is House Bill 3657. It reduces the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission non-resident commercial fishing fees to no more than $50 more than resident fees. You have the Dash 3 and the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendment allows the commission to charge the correct fee for the fishing year that the license is good for, regardless of when the license is renewed. And we have a fiscal and revenue statements issued on that amendment and the basic bill.
Okay.
And they say what?
Well, they...
Maybe I've got... what I have are a bunch of amendments.
Well, from what I recall, Dash 1 basically gives authorization to the ODFW to be able to...
thank you, Mr. Chair. I know what the measure says, but I don't know... what the fiscal and revenue statements say.
Mr. Chairman, on the Dash 1, the fiscal statement indicates, it says summary of revenue impact, and it has a chart and indicates for the 2011-2013 biennium a deficit of $575,408, and for the next biennium, 2013-2015, a deficit of $767,210. I have copies of this I can show you. And I think we posted those to the escrow.
Oh, okay. I'll look there. Thank you.
Andy, want the Dash 1s?
Yes. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3657.
Representative Berger moves Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3657. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3657 as amended with the Dash 1 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 3657 as amended to the House floor with due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think it's obviously there's not majority support on the committee for the Dash 3 amendments. I just think based on the testimony we heard last week, whenever that was, and I think the communications we've all received from sport fishermen in our districts, I think it's just a real missed opportunity. And but moving it and having it die short of 5 votes didn't seem to be a wise approach. So obviously I completely support the Dash 1s and the base bill. I just think it's a missed opportunity to not implement safer salmon.
Okay. Thank you, Co-Chair Hunt. Committee members, I just want you to know Representative Krieger and myself have had some pretty healthy discussion with a number of the proponents as well as opponents to this bill kind of on the sideline, and we're really trying to focus at getting the group together. It takes all day long in September, and find something to come back in February that would find some common ground regarding this whole issue. So, any further? Seeing that, Amy, if you call the roll, please.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative
Winger? Aye.
Representative Barber?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Co-Chair?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 3657, as amended, passes. Who would be interested? Anyone interested in carrying that? Okay. Representative Holby. We'll close the work session on 3657. Open a work session on Senate Bill 270A.
Mr. Chairman, this is House Bill. This is Senate Bill 270A. It modifies the provisions relating to campaign finance penalties. It establishes a cap of $5,000 per calendar month on civil penalties for failure to file a statement or include required information. It changes the period for assessing the civil penalties for violation of campaign finance reporting requirements. It deletes pledged amounts from definitions of contributions. You have the dash A8 from Representative Hunt, which changes the maximum penalty for the months of April, May, October, and November to $10,000. And we have just received the dash A6 from Representative Holvey. And I'm not sure what that does, but Representative Holvey may be able to speak to that amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The dash A6 amendment was similar to a bill we heard that had some campaign contribution transparency pieces in it that Representative Matthews had presented to the committee earlier. I don't know if you recall that that bill number. I don't know if anybody remembers the bill number, because I don't right at the moment.
I remember that.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I think I believe we had a full hearing on that very early on, like a couple of months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few months back, Representative Barnhart. That's good memory on your part. Okay. Representative Berger?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I know we discussed various campaign related bills and bells and whistles on this particular bill. I, for one, have a volunteer treasurer who needs the base protections of this bill. And rather than get into further argument over some of the provisions that may or may not fit in here, I would like to move Senate Bill 270A to the floor with a two-pass recommendation.
Okay.
That's a motion, right?
That is a motion. Okay. Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 270A to the House floor with a due-pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Co-Chair Hunt.
I mean, as Jim said, I had drafted the principal change of which would be to increase the penalty up to a higher level, at least during the sweet spot near the end of a primary or general campaign, where there is such a huge amount of contributions coming through, and frankly the opportunity for some significant potential abuse. So it's clear to me, having talked with my colleagues, that there are not the votes to support the A8s, which is why I did not move them. I'm going to be a no on the base bill, just because I'm concerned about the level being too low. I would like to see it be higher.
I understand.
What? Barnhart.
Thank you. Would it be in order to move the dash 8? I think it is.
We have a motion right now that we're moving the bill in its, just as itself.
Well, I understand that. This issue has come up many times before in committees, and of course, House committees tend to do these things backwards by moving the main motion last, but that doesn't mean that a subsidiary motion is out of order, even while the main motion's on the floor, as it would be in any other parliamentary body.
I think we can do that, can we? But I don't think you have the votes to do that.
Mr. Chair,
question than what you can.
I think is what you just heard Co-Chair Hunt say.
But he can still make
Mr. Chair,
yeah, you still make the motion. Yeah.
But I would also want the representative to be informed that I don't believe the A8s have been drafted the way they were intended.
Oh. Okay.
Move them.
Thank you.
Okay, further discussion. Okay, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Holvey?
No.
Representative Wingert?
Mr. Chair, can we take a recess?
Pardon me?
Can we have a recess?
Oh.
We're going to just recess for a moment. And, all right, so we have a motion with that. Any further discussion?
You're in the middle of the roll.
You're in the middle of the roll.
Okay. yeah, that's right. That's the OKC. You said
Wingard was called.
Okay, Representative Wingard.
Yes.
Representative Barnhart.
No.
Representative Berger.
Yes.
Representative Freeman.
Yes.
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt.
Nope.
Co-Chair Olson.
Aye. Senate Bill 278 passes, and I will carry that bill. So we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 278 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 926B.
Mr. Chairman, Jan Nordland is here to do the administration on that.
Jan, welcome.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Senate Bill 926B requires a financial institution to perform a garnishment account review when it receives a writ of garnishment for the purpose of determining whether certain protected payments have been deposited in the debtor's account prior two-month period. It requires a financial institution to ensure that the debtor has access to the protected amounts in the account and to give notice of results of review to the account holder. Provides that the garnishment account review requirement does not apply if there is a notice of a right to garnish federal benefits from the U.S. government or from state child support enforcement agency. Declares an emergency effective on passage. And you have before you a B7 amendment that simply corrects a drafting error where the term garnishee was used instead of debtor. There is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay. Thanks, Jan. So we'll have then Tim Martinez.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Sybil Hebb with the Oregon Law Center here today with Mr. Martinez in support of the House, Senate Bill 926B and the B6 technical amendment. We really appreciate the committee making the time to look at this today. I know you have a busy schedule, and we really appreciate the input of the Bankers Association as well as the credit unions and the collectors associations in coming forward with this bill. This bill is in response to a new federal rule that passed just recently and took effect May 1st of 2011 of this year, which addresses how garnishments should be handled of bank accounts and how protected benefits like veterans benefits, Social Security benefits, and other important benefits are to be protected from garnishment. The rule that was just passed in 2011 and just took effect is slightly different from the state law that this body passed in 2009 with strong bipartisan support, providing protection of a slightly different list of public benefits that are also very important. The procedures that were established by the two different guidances, the rule and the statute, are different, and the set of benefits are different. This bill will resolve those inconsistencies by applying the federal standard. It's better for consumers in that it protects a slightly larger amount of the benefits, and it applies those protections to the current list of benefits that are addressed under current Oregon law. This is great for financial institutions because they wanted to get rid of having to have two different sets of requirements that they had to comply with. It's good for consumers because there's a larger amount of the protected money that's protected from garnishment, there's no opposition to the bill. It came out of the Senate rules and off the Senate floor unanimously, and we look forward to its passage. The bill, let's see, is there anything else I wanted to mention? I'm sorry. I would also just thank the Department of Justice, Department of Child Support, because they were helpful to us in providing drafting and actually caught the error that the B6 amendment is designed to correct. I'm happy to answer any questions. There's much more detail provided in my testimony, and I'll turn it over to Mr.
Okay.
Mr. Co-Chairs, members of the committee, Tim Martinez here on behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. I'm sure everybody has found it very interesting at 3030. I find myself in a very interesting position in testifying with Sybil and the Oregon Law Center. I think it's the first time I've tried to go back in OBA archives, and so we are very pleased to be here in support of this bill. This issue really didn't even come to the forefront until late February, is when the federal government, Social Security, and other agencies announced they were going down this path. We both were working on this separately, unbeknownst to each other, and about 6 weeks ago we met, and I'm really pleased to say that we worked out the bill before you. It is a technical fix, the amendment that we're asking for today, and that we think this bill is important to consumers and will also benefit their financial institutions, and that they'll make it easier for them to comply with the federal law as well as the state. And we do support the B7s, I guess they are.
Thank you for making that correction. Yes, the B7s.
Thank you for clarifying that. Any questions, members? Okay. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to testify regarding this bill? Okay. I close the public hearing on Senate Bill 926B and open a work session on Senate Bill 926B.
Mr. Chair.
Co-Chair Hunt.
I move the dash B7 amendment to Senate Bill 926B.
A lot of B's there.
There are a lot of B's there.
Okay. Co-Chair Hunt moves the dash B7 amendments into Senate Bill 926B. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 926B as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Chair Hunt moves Senate Bill 926B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Wiener?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Excuse.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Senate Bill 926B passes, and who would be interested in carrying that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Representative Barnhart, thank you. Let's close the work session on Senate Bill 926B, and we're going to open up a public hearing on HJM 28.
Mr. Chairman, HJM 28 urges the United States Department of Energy to remove the Hanford Nuclear Reservation from the list of candidate sites for permanent storage of radioactive waste. And
I'm coming.
I was going to say waste. You have a dash one amendment. Actually, it changes the actual references. You have no revenue impact, no fiscal impact on this measure.
Mr. Chair, I am a member, an appointed member of the Oregon Hanford Cleanup Board, and I couldn't remember the name of it. Thank you. It has been a fascinating journey to find out what is going up on it at Hanford, and Oregon's nexus with Hanford is, of course, this little Columbia River issue. Anything downriver, coming out of Hanford, going downriver, is going to hit Oregon real fast, and there is some really awful stuff up at Hanford. What this speaks to, Representative Jules Bailey is my co-sponsor. He also is on this board. And the concern is that there's still some seriously dangerous radioactive waste out there that our country is not doing a good job of dealing with how to store it. And it was originally slated for Yucca Mountain in Nevada. That has been put on hold. And so there has been some talk about bringing more seriously dangerous radioactive waste to Hanford for storage. We don't need this, my friends, and what this memorial basically says is, please don't consider Hanford as a further degrading our Hanford environment with more storage of more dangerous waste. We have plenty already there. We don't need more, and the country needs to solve this issue, but please don't put it on our back. We're doing a lot to clean it up. The Dash 1 is what I commend to you because it is factually correct. The original bill had a few factual errors that we straightened out. And I would ask for your support to at least tell the government that this is not something we need in our back door, in our backyard.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else here interested in talking about testifying regarding HJM 28? Members, do you have any questions of Representative Berger?
She covered it exceptionally well.
Well, I would commend, if you ever get a chance to go up there, do. You will learn a ton.
Can I ask a question, Representative Berger?
Yes.
Absolutely, Co-Chair Hunt.
How many times are we going to have to vote on this before it passes?
Just one more.
You know, I got another one coming for you. I have another one teed up, Representative. So, you know, however many it takes to get, you know.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing on HJM 28 and open a work session on HJM 28.
Mr. Chair, I move HJM. I move the Dash 1 amendments to HJM 28.
Representative Berger moves the Dash 1 amendments into HJM 28. Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move HJM 28 as amended to make it factually accurate by the Dash 1s to the floor where they do adopt recommendation.
Okay. Representative Berger moves House HJM 28 as amended to the floor with the do adopt recommendation. Representative Wingert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having lived in Central Washington for a few years and worked for the congressman that represented that area and still does, I'm fairly familiar with the issues around the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. I think it is worth pointing out for the people that work up there, even to this day, that this contamination was a result of the nuclear weapons manufacturing process that went on for a good long time during the Cold War. And the contamination up there that is in the soil and in leaching towards the groundwater is in no way connected to the nuclear power plant that is operated there with a
absolutely
very good record its entire life. So with that, I'm happy to support the measure.
Absolutely.
Anyone else? Hey, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Olson?
Aye. HJM 28 passes, and I take it then, Representative, you would be...
Could we coach?
Oh, that's right. You want Representative Bailey, too. Bales.
And the two of us.
Okay. First, okay. Who would
first? Go first then?
Yes. I'm in this committee, aren't I?
Yes.
And then I can bring it back two or three times and make Representative Hunt vote on it over and over again.
Okay, we're going to close the work session on HJM.
No, that's fine.
No.
After you close the work session, I have a motion, if I may.
28.
I've moved to suspend the rules to allow Senator Freeman to vote on Senate Bill 926.
B.
As amended.
Okay. Representative Barnhart moves to suspend the rules to allow Representative Freeman to vote on Senate Bill 926B. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. How do you vote?
Yes.
He votes yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay. Now we start with a work session, an open work session on Senate Bill 248.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Victoria Cox would usually be here, but we have Anna Teske to run these next several bills for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 248 requires school districts to offer full-day kindergarten beginning with the 2015-2016 school year. The measure extends requirements that school districts offer half-day kindergarten through the 2014-2015 school year and changes the state school fund distribution formula to a full weight for each enrolled kindergarten student commencing with the 2015-2016 distribution. This measure has an indeterminate fiscal impact, as well as a revenue statement has been issued. However, I had not had time to review the actual impact. Two amendments have been proposed for this bill, the dash one, which replaces the original measure, and the dash two allows but does not require districts to provide full-day kindergarten and specifies conditions under which districts may charge tuition for supplemental kindergarten. I believe that the dash three was the more or less a compromise.
Okay. Thank you, Anna. Representative Berger?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the dash three amendments.
Can we take a pause?
Sure.
Let's take a pause.
Here we go.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I don't think I completed a motion that I'm not going to complete and withdraw.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Berger. Okay. We are still in a work session. We still have Senate Bill 248 in front of us.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 248 without recommendation to the floor, or to the floor without recommendation with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 248 without recommendation to the floor with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Amy, would you call the roll?
I think both Representative Barnard and I.
And me.
Okay.
Discussion.
Okay. Go ahead. I just think obviously we've got a series of education bills that are coming up. This is the first of, I think, eight, which are a real mix. I think this is one that, for many of us, actually on a bipartisan basis, at least on this particular one, have some serious concerns about in terms of not the content, not the policy, because I think probably every member of this committee would support full-day kindergarten, especially those of us who have had a half-day kindergartner in our household. I think the challenge with this one and with some of the other ones is the unfunded nature of them. And I mean, one of the things that is clearly going to have to happen in the Ways and Means Committee is this package, if in fact it moves as a package, is going to need to have some better balance to balance off the dynamic where several of these bills have real potential to unfairly burden our schools without the finances to pay for it. And so there are clearly additional changes that are needed in several cases to individual bills. And I think the good news is a lot of that work is happening. There are amendments that are just being drafted. They're not ready at this point. But we've been asked to move these bills down, in my view, prematurely, but to move them down to Ways and Means. But I just hope we're very clear in sending the signal that there is still a lot of work that remains to be done, both individually to the content of some of them, but also collectively to make sure that there is actually greater balance in them. And balance can be looked at in a variety of ways, but one area where I especially am looking at balance is bills that are clearly going to have a financial cost to schools that there be resources that we're allocating to those schools to be able to make sure that kids are not negatively impacted as we're trying to help some kids.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with everything that your co-chair stated. I want to simply add that if it were my druthers, I would druther adopt the Dash 1 amendments and send it to the floor. I would be a no on the motion.
Okay. Anyone else? Representative Garrett.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make a statement for the record, and I'll just make it once for all these bills. I'll be voting yes on the motion to move the bills to Ways and Means. It's for the sole purpose of allowing these negotiations over a package of bills to continue. I'm willing to do that because there are elements of that package that I feel very strongly about and supportive of. And so my yes votes on these bills should not be interpreted as anything other than a vote to continue the negotiations that are presently occurring.
Thank you. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Chair Hunt. I would like...
Olson.
Just look awful. Thank you, Co-Chair Olson. I would like the record to reflect that my views of this entire package are exactly what Representative Garrett explained.
Well, now that you've said that, I could concur with that as well. Okay, thank you. Okay, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Freeman.
Yes.
Representative Garrett.
Hi.
Representative Holby.
No.
Representative Winger.
Yes.
Representative Barnhart.
No.
Representative Berger.
Yes.
Co-Chair Hunt.
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson.
Aye. So Senate Bill 248 moves to Ways and Means, and we'll close a work session on 248 and open a work session on Senate Bill 253A.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 253A without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Ways and Means. It does not currently have a substantive referral to Ways and Means, but I am intentionally making the motion without recommendation to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did not say in the discussion on the previous measure that it is my intention to vote no to the motion to refer to the other committee. I believe that these, unlike the previous bill where we actually did hold a public hearing, I believe that the committee ought to hold public hearings on all of these bills. Some of them I support, some of them I don't support. The issues, though, deserve a thorough vetting. They deserve a thorough review. They deserve a chance to, for the proponents and the opponents to be heard. And to my knowledge, and there may be exceptions, but to my knowledge, that hasn't happened. I think it's extremely unlikely that that will happen in Ways and Means, given the enormous workload that Ways and Means has to get things done. I think this committee has time to do that. And should. So hence, therefore, I'll be a no vote on the motion.
Okay.
And on subsequent similar motions.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? So noted. Okay, members, I'm going to take a recess for just a second. Okay, Chair Hunt, you made a motion okay.
I did.
Chair Hunt has moved Senate Bill 253 without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the restatement. And maybe I misheard it.
Move it without recommendation, two ways and means.
Oh, that, I did hear it correct. I did. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none. Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. Senate Bill 253A moves to the Committee on Ways and Means, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 253A. Open a work session on Senate Bill 552A.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 552A without recommendation as a passage to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Chair Hunt moves Senate Bill 552A without recommendation to the House floor.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, without recommendation as to passage in the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Colby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. So Bill 552A moves subsequently to Ways and Means. Close the work session on 552A and open a work session on House Bill 2301.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2301 without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay. Representative Berger moves House Bill 2301 without recommendation. Or with, okay.
You're good.
Just a moment here. Without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
No.
Co-Chair Hunt?
No.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 2301 passes, or will be moved on to Ways and Means Committee, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 2301 and open a work session on House Bill 3417.
Mr. Chair?
Chair Hunt?
I move House Bill 3417 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means. Trying to shorten it up, keep it a little simpler.
Okay. Chair Hunt moves House Bill 3417 without recommendation to for passage for consideration passage Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Seeing none. Amy, call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 3417 will be moved to Committee on Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on that bill, and we'll open a work session on House Bill 3474A.
Chair
Hunt?
I move House Bill 3474A without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Chair Hunt moves House Bill 3474A without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Yes, can I actually speak to this one? I should have said this about the last bill, too. This bill and the previous one were actually ones that we did have full, complete hearings on and very broad support, no opposition stated in the hearing. So particularly Representative Barnhart's very legitimate point earlier that applies to most of these bills. I actually think that does not apply to this one and the previous one. This is an excellent bill, has broad support. Encourage your vote.
Nice plug. Okay. Any other? Okay. Amy, call the roll, please.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
President Barnhart?
No.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 3645, correction, House Bill 3474 passes and will be moved to Committee on Ways and Means. Close a work session on House Bill 3474. Open a work session on House Bill 3645.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3645 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 3645 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Seeing none, Amy, call the roll, please.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Nope.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 3645 passes and will be moved on to the Committee on Ways and Means. We'll close a work session on that bill and open a work session on House Bill 3681.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Hunt.
I move House Bill 3681 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Chair Hunt moves House Bill 3681 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Representative Colby?
No.
Representative Winger?
Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Yes.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye. House Bill 3681 passes and will be moved to Committee on Ways and Means, and we'll close a work session on House Bill 3681. Okay. Anything else from anybody?
Okay. So 2:30 tomorrow, what are you thinking?
Let's take the weekend off. Have a safe trip home.
Host okay. Rosemary tomorrow.
Okay. We're adjourned.